Hello, my friend. I hope you're happy. I hope you're peaceful. We're on a spiritual journey on the podcast at the moment, attempting to free our perception and see the world as it truly is. And we can sometimes feel as though we're not being our true selves, pretending to be someone we're not in order to feel accepted. Why does this happen and what can we do about it? Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. Stumbled across a video recently of a nurse who'd spent her career giving palliative care to people at the end of their lives. Her name is Bronnie Ware. She wrote a book about the most common regrets that people have on their deathbed. Of course, in a mindfulness tradition, we train ourselves to let go of regrets and live calmly, happily, in the now. But it's really striking how the most common regrets people have towards the end are key lessons for us on how to live our lives. And the most common regret that people have is that they wish they'd lived their lives as their true selves, not the person that they thought other people wanted them to be. We've all felt that way sometimes, that we're putting on a mask in order to fit in. We're not following our own path. It's important to take a step back and understand why this happens. Human beings are social animals. We do what we can to get by and to survive. We need to be part of a social group and a wider society. Other folks have expectations about how things should be, how people should act. And we grew up with those people in our families, at school. We see them in our workplace. We are those people. We have our own values and beliefs that put pressure on other folks to behave in a certain way. And most of these are fairly benign and encourage ethical behaviour. But we can be influenced by this pressure by degrees, to the point that over a long period of time, we feel like we're living someone else's life. You can look in the mirror and, in the words of David Byrne, ask yourself, well, how did I get here? And the answer is that our fear of being judged shifts us a little bit every day, and it depends heavily on who you choose to spend your time with. Thich Nhat Hanh frequently talks about the need to surround yourself with people who will support your mindfulness practice and your spiritual development, but it goes wider than this. You want to surround yourself with people who are kind, who will listen when you need to share something without judgment. It's entirely reasonable for you to take a step back from harmful relationships where you're judged harshly for simply being who you are. And where does their judgment come from, and how can we prevent it from pushing us in a particular direction? When we're being unfairly judged by someone else, we naturally feel anxious. When we feel anxiety, our perspective on the world narrows down and down until all of our attention is spent on things we've done in the past. It's reasonable, of course, for people to feedback. We want to get feedback from other people. But when this is hypercritical, delivered in an unkind way, that's not okay. And this is what starts shifting who we are into something else, what other people want us to be. But as with our wider practice, it's important to stop, breathe, take a step back, and see what's really going on. When people judge others harshly, it tends to come from their own fears and insecurities, brought about by damaging experiences in their past and traumas shared across generations. You can look at that person who's judging you in your mind's eye, see their suffering, and say, may you be happy, may you be peaceful, may you see yourself with the eyes of understanding and compassion. And initially that may be very difficult to do. You might feel a lot of anger towards them. But over time, developing understanding for the circumstances that led them to judge people harshly and feeling compassion for their suffering is the only way to let go of your own fear and resentments and start to feel comfortable in your own skin. So we're going to do that now. with a guided meditation on compassion. I'm going to start with three sounds of the bell and the usual settling in introduction. So firstly, focusing your awareness on your posture, and I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head, and it's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position. Your spine like a stack of coins, your heart raised upwards and outwards, your hands comfortably in your lap. And then expanding that spotlight of awareness to your entire body. Noticing where you feel warm or cold. Noticing where you feel tense or relaxed. Focusing on the sensation of the clothes against your skin and the points of contact between your body and the chair and the floor. Moving your awareness to your thoughts and feelings. And as we go through the guided meditation, noticing each thought as it arises, and that might be an anxious thought about tomorrow. It could be a happy thought about today. It might be an angry or regretful thought about yesterday. Just sitting with each thought for a moment. Allowing it to leave, and gently and without judgment, bringing your attention back to your breath. And finally, focusing your awareness on your breath, noticing that column of air between your nose and your diaphragm. Noticing how the air feels cooler on the way in, warmer on the way out. So firstly, picturing someone in your mind's eye that you love, and saying, may you be happy, may you be peaceful, and may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. may be happy, may be peaceful. May you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. Allowing that person to fade. And now bringing forth someone you know who is suffering at the moment. And saying, may you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. May be happy, may be peaceful, and may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. now bringing forth someone in your mind's eye who has judged you unfairly, and saying to that person, may you be happy, may you be peaceful, and may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. And now thinking of yourself, may I be happy, may I be peaceful, and may I see myself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. And finally, picturing all of the people across the world may be happy, may be peaceful, and may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. And as we reach the end of the guided meditation, refocusing that spotlight of awareness onto your body, noticing areas of relaxation, areas where you've become uncomfortable over the last 15 or 20 minutes, and take an opportunity to stretch those out, maybe your back or your legs. And then focusing your awareness in your mind, noticing any changes. And if you feel a sense of calm or peace, setting the intention to carry that through the rest of your day. And finally, opening your eyes and returning your awareness to the room that you're in. Just before we finish, a quick reminder that I've set up a Google form for declaring your interest in joining the Be Calm, Be Happy course that I'll be setting up in the new year, probably February. It's a fantastic course. It's how I set the foundations of my own mindfulness practice, and it's a joy for me to be able to share that course now. It was written by Plum Village Monastics, and it'll be fantastic to see you there. So there's no commitment. You can go on the forum and just indicate which day would work for you, and whichever day has the most interest, that's when I'll be running it. And may you be happy, may you be peaceful, and may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. It's been a pleasure to practice with you, and I look forward to doing it again.